This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. While dicamba labels for over-the-top application on tolerant soybeans have been pulled for the 2025 growing season, the broadleaf herbicide can still be a tool for weed suppression in South Dakota. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones explains generic dicamba can be sprayed as a burn down with soil residual activity.
In soybean, again, there's going to be a place for it pre-plant, especially in places that have a really bad kochia problem.
Only a small amount of moisture is required to activate dicamba, leading it to be effective in drier areas of the state where kochia is a problem. Jones reports generic dicambas such as Banville, Clarity, Sterling Blue, and others are labeled on grass crops like corn, wheat, and sorghum, as well as in range and pasture. He says crop size restrictions must be heeded.
For corn, 8 inches or 5 leaf stage, similar stage, 3 to 4 leaf stage with wheat, and then 3 to 5 leaf for sorghum. And if we apply it past that, we are really catering a fine line for crop injury as well.
Just as with any herbicide or pesticide, applicators must understand drift and perhaps volatilization is possible when wind and heat conditions are conducive. He advises using the spray tool on the South Dakota mesonet to gauge when spray windows are right. The South Dakota Pest Management Guide can also be a resource for determining dicamba rates, timing, and tank mix partners. Find the Pest Management Guide by using the search box at extension.sdstate.edu.